Tom.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? But I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
If you want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath, no, no, no. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Common Core is focused on two things, mathematics standards and English language arts standards. It was created by the National Governors Association Center for Best Practices. And all of it sounds good, right? It's not actually state-led. The Common Core standards were initiated by private interests in Washington, D.C., not from state lawmakers.
Oh, my goodness. That was good old Ben Swan setting the stage for us. Common Core, killing common sense. And don't catch that cold. We'll explain. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show, Monday edition, Advanced Medicine Monday edition. Dr. Bittar will be with us a little later talking about the vaccine debate. They want to take away your right of exemption. Is it a right or is it a privilege? We'll get to that. Welcome, my friends. I actually had a two-day weekend. Hold the phone, yes, alert the media. I took a day off. What was that?
Yeah, I know. It was like, you know, do you think maybe we take a day off? And I heard Robert Scott Bell say take a day off, and I went, yes. Something's wrong with me. Yes.
What got
you? You need a day off, sir.
So, I needed a day off from Common Core curriculum, and that's what we did. So we did
a good encore yesterday.
Yeah, great encore with Dr. Hicks, the pediatrician who uses CBD in his practice. And we did a little Outside the Box Wednesday on a Sunday with Ty Bollinger.
Outside the Box Sunday. How do you like that?
Any day you got Ty, you're outside the box. So it's a good day. So anyway, I'm glad to be back. We're live, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, streaming live through naturalnewsradio.com. And, of course, our syndicator, GCN, GCNlive.com. Thank you all for being here. Common Core, math education intentionally designed to make America's children mentally ill. That was an article last week from the Health Ranger, Mike Adams. We looked at that and went, is that accurate? Is that a little exaggeration? No. I know a lot of folks think that Mike is prone to exaggeration, but he's not. He's calling it like it is. And, you know, what I've seen of the Common Core in Florida, throwing some things in there will just make your head spin. You're like, what the heck? I mean, if we had math like this when we were in grade school, Don, I don't think I could. I would know how to tell time.
I got to tell you, when I was in school, math was not my favorite subject. I was not a fan of math. And actually, the stuff in this Common Core reminds me a lot then. I just think it just math confused me, period. I was just one of those math anxiety kids.
Yeah.
But this stuff, I mean, listen, I've grown up. I've developed some logic skills and some, you know, some talents and understanding that I didn't have maybe then. But when I try and read this Common Core stuff, I just shake my head and go, who in the world wrote this crap?
Well, and the thing is, it's being promoted in the media as state-centered, state-focused. So if a so-called conservative says, we don't like Common Core, they're like, well, it's a state thing. Why don't you like it? Well, is it really? As Ben Swan says, no. This is globalist. It's beyond even Washington, D.C.-centric. And we'll explain that in a moment with pharmaceutical conflicts of interest as well. But in this article that Mike put up last week, Oh, my gosh. I thought it was bad, but I didn't know it was this bad. They had a, you know, there's this homework assignment. He's got pictures of it, images of it you put out there. There's a lesson. What is this? On what is this? Is this kind of fraction stuff, or what is this? They're coloring boxes and circles and...
I don't know. It involves colored boxes, fingers, and circles. I don't know.
You stick it in a cube, and each cube you color them in, blue, some blue, and the rest of them red. They don't tell you how many of each. Draw the cubes you colored in the number bond, whatever a number bond is. Show the hidden partners on your fingers.
Hidden partners?
On your fingers to an adult. Color the fingers you showed. I'm looking at this, I'm like, what?
I show the hidden partners on your fingers to an adult.
You know, I'm at this point.
Oh, of course, the hidden partners. Yes.
What?
The hidden partners are. What? I don't know. No. I have no idea what this
is. No, I'm thinking in this sense, a kid in grade school would be well within his rights to stick the middle finger up. I'm sorry. It's just, what is this? And then there's this other thing called the mystery of the shaded parts. You've got to see this. Another Common Core lesson baffles the mind. The lesson asks children to match the picture with the fraction that names the shaded part. So they have all of these images, like a circle divided into four pie pieces, a triangle divided into three, another triangle divided into three, a square divided into two, you know, triangles, and on and on.
Right.
Okay.
Well, this is simple, though. All you have to do is match the shaded part to the fraction. So one half, you just need to find the one that is one half.
Something happened here. Something happened here. This is uncommonly bizarre. Because none of the divided segments of any of these shapes, rectangle, circle, triangle, or square, have been shaded in at all. So if you know fractions, you're like, this is the easiest thing as pie to do. But
all you need
there's
is
nothing shaded.
Where's the fraction of 0 over 0? That would be accurate for all of these shapes right here, because none of them have any
none
shaded
parts. None of them are shaded in. And then it gets even weirder, because at the end, they figure that you've somehow figured out to put an answer that is impossible unless you shade your own things in, which is not part of the instructions. And then it says, for extra credit, tell us how you made each one match. All right. Is this the Kobayashi Maru test? Do we need Captain Kirk here?
It is. It is. Very good. I love the Star Trek reference. Wow.
I mean, that's the only way you could make this thing work. Call Captain Kirk.
Nice. We need Spock for this one. Okay.
Now, this is a great one. Didn't you love quizzes that were like word paragraph?
Word
you had to convert
problems.
Them. Yeah, you had to convert
word
them
problems.
Into a mouth. Convert them into mouth.
I hated word problems.
I didn't like them. They were confusing, I admit. But this takes the cake for confusion.
We should put this out to the listeners. The first listener that calls in with the answer to this gets a prize.
All right, yeah. Call us at 866-939-2355. I promise, it's not a trick question. This is seriously from the Common Core, posted by the Daily Caller. Juanita wants to give bags of stickers to her friends. She wants to give the same number of stickers to each friend. She's not sure if she needs 4 bags or 6 bags of stickers. How many stickers could she buy so there are no stickers left over? What?
What?
She wants to give them all away. She
How
wants
many
to
friends?
Give...
How many friends does she have? It doesn't tell you.
It doesn't.
So how
does
do you
matter?
Know if you need 4 or 6 bags?
Yeah. And the Health Ranger says, just change it to bags of cocaine, and you'd actually make some sense with this one.
I love it. Yeah. I mean, if you put cocaine in there instead of stickers, it reads, Juanita wants to give bags of cocaine to her friends.
Oh, my God. This is crazy. Now, transitioning from the Health Ranger's article last week at naturalnews.com, we go now to the Family Health Freedom Network. And I think, who gave me a heads up on this? I think it was our friends over at, it was Terry Aranga, from Autism One. She sent this through the social network. I hadn't seen this. Schools manipulating young children to vaccinate. Watch for this paper. And this, again, comes through the Common Core. Government-created Common Core. They're claiming it's state. But no. It's going to go up to corporations beyond the federal level here. And it's titled, Don't Catch That Cold. Don't catch that, Superdog. Don't you dare catch that cold.
No.
All right.
Well, we've got a worksheet in school to help us not catch a cold.
All right. Fill in the bubble next door. So this is multiple choice A and B. So it's a pretty simple test. How soon will you get over your cold? About a year? About a week? Okay.
All right. Yeah, about a week. That sounds like the right answer.
All right, what happened first? A cold germ got into your body. You got sick with a cold.
Okay. Well, I guess the germ got into the body. That would be the answer.
Well, all right. Listen, you got to understand my bias in looking at the law of the terrain versus the germ theory, but they are promoting a religion here in violation of the First Amendment to the Constitution. They are promoting a dogma within the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, because you don't have to catch a cold. You create it from within. But they're numb nuts. They don't get it. I understand that. Number three, after the virus gets into your body. So they're assuming it got in from the outside rather than it escaping your own cells. After the virus gets into your body, it A, keeps you safe, B, makes you feel bad.
I would have to go with makes you feel bad.
You don't know. There's no, you don't even know if you got it into your body from the outside. And
well, that's true, but... All right, whatever. Okay.
Number four.
Next.
A virus is A, a germ, B, a shot.
I'd have to go with C, both.
Yeah, because it's in the shots. And that's maybe right. Attenuated, maybe live, maybe dead, but technically a virus isn't a living thing. It steals your genetic material, but it
depends
probably...
Depends on what shot, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, and it probably escapes from your cell anyway, but this is it. Now, number five.
Here's where it gets interesting.
We're getting there. Why do nurses give shots? Why do nurses give shots? A, to make children cry. B, to keep children safe from germs.
Definitely to make children cry.
I mean, that's all it's doing. It's not making them safe from germs, because little Johnny, little Susie are going to go out and play in the germs the next time they run out and play in the playground.
Right. Well, I mean, but they actually, those are the two choices they give the kids.
Yeah.
And obviously they're trying to direct them to nurses give you shots to keep you safe from germs.
Right. As if giving you a shot is equivalent to putting on an entire body condom over your kids so they don't interact with anything in the atmosphere. All right. Number six here. Picture a boy who has a bad cold. What is he doing? Scratching all over or blowing his nose? We'll let you think on that one. But number seven is great. Are you glad that there are shots? Why? And, of course, little Johnny here says because they keep you safe from really bad viruses, okay? This is Common Core. This is the dogma of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, circa Louis Pasteur, before he supposedly said he was wrong in Bechamp. And Antoine Béchamp and Claude Bernard were right. The law of the terrain. This is the kind of corruption that's taking place early on. And guess who may be involved in the Common Core curriculum related to this particular topic? We'll tell you after the break. Stick around. You will not believe it. Or you might.
Live around the world.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first, unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
The majority of the creative work was done by a group called Achieve Incorporated. It's a progressive nonprofit group based out of D.C. and received a lot of funding from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Busted! Busted!
Oh, man.
Yeah. No, Bill and Melinda Gates are angelic beings with nothing but goodness in their hearts. They're not interested in reducing global population and hurting people through experimental vaccines. No, that's not them. Robert,
what a shock. Common core homework promoting vaccination is coming from an organization that's funded by Bill and Melinda Gates. Okay.
That actually benefit from selling vaccines around the world.
Wow.
Yes, and profiting from them. No conflicts of interest there. Are you glad that there are shots? Yeah, that's on it. Teacher Created Resources, Inc., nonfiction reading comprehension grade level 1. First graders, they are indoctrinating into the germ theory, indoctrinating into accepting experimental medicaments injected to their innocent little arms. Lovely. Lovely. Pull your kids out of these schools if you can't take them over and change them locally. We said, you know, the idea of state control of education, way better than federal control, even better than that, local control. But far be it for me to give advice to William Gates, so shielded from reality and harming
William.
So many. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
so,
all the homeschoolers right now are going, don't look at me. My kid's not in school.
Exactly. Don't look at me. My kids don't go to school, right? That's what you should say. Be proud of that. They will not be indoctrinated in the same way. God bless you for doing that. Let's see. What else we want to cover here? Oh, yeah, let's get a little political healing session. By the way, we'll talk about shingles. You guys ready? Shingles. Let's see. HPV. We might even throw in some HPV. And how about some Parkinson's disease today on the Robert Scott Bell Show?
That'd make a great smoothie. Yeah.
We're loaded for neurological bear. How's that? All right, I'm ready to rock and roll when you are. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Divided We Stand. That was a great song by the Dixie Dregs, I think. You know that?
United We Stand, Divided We Fall, isn't it?
Yeah, well, there is that. But Divided We Stand was a song by the Dixie Dregs, if my memory serves correctly.
I'm familiar with that one.
You know. All right, check it out. And Tom, Super Tom, with he's into music. He might find it. The sharp political divide that Americans say they hate may be coming the new normal. Did Americans really always hate the sharp political divide, or was it always something embraced by the politicians to take advantage of the Hegelian dialectic and the division that they could then manipulate you into believing every 2, 4, or 6 years they could convince you to participate in a system of futility, pretending that you would replace one lefty with one righty and get something different when nothing really changes?
Now, the left-right paradigm, we've talked about that for years, and apparently, according to this latest poll, it's something that, unfortunately, I think people are just kind of just accepting as just it is.
Yes, in this new poll, the percentage who described the divide as bad has dropped by nearly 20 percentage points to 55% from 74%. And the number who say it's a good thing because it gives voters a real choice has doubled from 240 from 20%, which tells you that there's probably an equal number who have increased their intake of selective serotonin reuptake inhibiting drugs and fluoridated water.
Oh, man. I mean, some of these parents are using that Common Core curriculum. I mean, what struck me is that 40% of the people that responded, so automatically they assume that would represent 40% of the populace, believe that divided government is a good thing because it gives voters a real choice.
Right, right. And the thing is, what is that real choice between a Democrat and a Republican? Come on. You got to say, get real. What kind of choice is that? That's not real. And if we say a divided government gives us a divided government would be a good thing if they did nothing and they left us all alone. More literally, nothing except that which is constitutionally, let's say, enumerated, provided for in the federal powers that were granted to it by that document signed and ratified so long ago. The people don't know what the heck it is anymore. And we got people saying, well, we got divided. Oh, it's good. Now I have a choice. No, you don't have a choice. Where's the choice? You got big government and big government light. Really? That's what you got. With an occasional Paul family member thrown in just to keep it interesting.
Right.
And so where do we go? I'm not impressed by this finding. This tells me that we are going in the wrong direction.
It's depressing. I think it's just people, I hate to say it, but some people have just given up. You can't do that.
Well, you know, we've got some good news. Keith Olbermann has shingles. So we're going to cover that story next. Little thing to lighten your day. He's on ESPN now. No, I'm not. I'm just joking. We feel for Keith Olbermann, but we don't want to feel that kind of pain. I promise you. He described it in detail, and we've got the audio, but we're going to explain why his solution ain't no solution at all.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only, without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Self-reliance.
Survival supplies.
Survival skills.
National experts.
Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers.
This spring in Tulsa.
It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo.
A must-be-there event.
Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests.
David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers.
Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference.
Hear Dr. Bones.
Nurse Amy. And members of the American Prepper Network. Network,
along with many other leading national experts.
Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations.
Walk through a bomb shelter and much, much more.
Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission.
Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event.
Get your free tickets now.
NPSExpo.com.
That's NPSExpo.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Scott Belcher.
Alive. It's alive. It's alive.
The masked man who outsmarted you and your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
I want the truth.
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
We might even help you. That's right. You listen to Robert Scott, you might get a little bit of help. And it doesn't cost you a thing. Just a little bit of time and say a little bit of thanks to those who will also help you. Those sponsors that you find, the banners are up at robertscottbell.com. Of course, blasting it out all over planet Earth through nationalnewsradio.com at GCN. Of course, heard around the world through UK Health Radio and Digital Radio 103 down under. And who knows where else? It's just all over. Still getting some buzz about my last appearance on Fox News on the hidden history of modern medicine. Super Don, my mom's speculating that because of what Ty and I did on that episode two weekends ago, not this last weekend, that right. they haven't aired an episode of Carol Alt, A Healthy You on Fox since then.
You know, the first weekend they did that, it was like, well, all right, the Malaysian airline thing. It was still fairly new, and there was a lot of conspiracy going on and stuff. But this last weekend, they preempted her show because of wall-to-wall coverage of the Malaysian Airlines disappearance. And I'm sitting here thinking, there is no new news about that.
No, not as of this weekend. It really wasn't. Yeah, so we'll see. We're going to reach out to Carol, see what's up. I don't think it's what we think it is, because if it was, they would have pulled down the video from Ty and me. Ty talking about suppressed cancer cures. I'm talking about the hidden history of modern medicine. I mean, there's some good stuff out there happening. Really good stuff. So we want to see that it keeps going. So if you want to say, tell Fox News you love Carol Ault and a healthy you, please do. We love her. She's wonderful. We'll get back to her. Anyway, also thanks from a listener, Deborah, for chiming in on the website at robertscottbell.com. She says, hi, Robert. Thought you might like to see this. This is 1 year later with my autistic grandson. She sent me a picture. I didn't include that because for privacy's sake, I didn't know I had permission to do it. But she said, he's making progress by leaps and bounds. His first time to get up on a horse. He has interacted with people and has learned sign language and has started to speak more. Making progress and happy to have found the right support for him. Still no meds, just a supplement regimen we get from Stephen Hewer at One World Way. Cheers, Deborah.
Nice.
Deborah, God bless you, Deborah. Thank you for being a wonderful grandma and stepping it up and listening, taking to heart what we say here and putting it into practice to help these kids. You made my day. You definitely made my day. One guy doesn't usually make my day, but he did. I think it was yesterday. Keith Oberman. He's a liberal blowhard. He's like the opposite of who's the sort of conservative blowhard on O'Reilly, right?
Right.
He's a liberal because he did something called the worst person of the world, and would just always pick on anybody that didn't believe what he believed in terms of his liberal ideology. But he's now on ESPN, so he's not having to do political stuff. He's doing sports stuff. But who knew he was going to give a health diatribe, Keith Oberman? From now ESPN, waxing not so poetically on the pain that he's suffering since his episode of shingles. Go ahead, if you've got that first clip ready, Keith Oberman, clip number one, Tom.
I'm here, I'm not here, you hear I'm sick, then you tune in and I am here, and the next night I'm not here. So let me tell you about shingles. Not the gross part. After the gross part, where it feels like you fell out of an airplane on the pointy poison ivy that then catches fire. I'm talking about when the body starts rebuilding the damage to your nerves and one side of your body starts to hurt. I mean limp hurt. I mean walk with a cane hurt.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, is that an accurate description? I've never had shingles, but that doesn't sound very fun.
No, and I don't doubt that he had it. That's not it. We're not trying to make fun of Keith Oberman about suffering with shingles. Just so you know, that's not the point of us bringing this up. I think it's a teaching opportunity as well. Because here's a guy, the liberal left intelligentsia, suffering from something that somebody on the conservative right intelligentsia could suffer from. So this isn't a political disease, shingles. But I just want to get into the mind of this guy and understand as he's revealing some things, some truths out there about the treatment for shingles and what he's going through. And then what is his conclusion? We'll give you an insight into the liberal mind that is now worshiping the church of pharmaceutical mysticism. All right? I'm just going to say it that way. So go ahead. If you've got the second clip queued up, I want to hear Oberman number two.
Well, they start you off on Vicodin, and then they work you up to the heavy stuff. Something more specific to nerve pain called Lyrica.
Lyrica. Yeah. So he's, for pain management, he's going to Lyrica after going to Vicodin, as if you didn't think there was anything stronger than Vicodin. And he's really hitting the meds heavy here. And again, he's explaining to his audience why he's been here and not been here, right, on his show, on ESPN. So it's interesting to get an insight into a journey like this. That's why I said it's a teaching opportunity. So, Tom, let's have Oberman teach us some more about the drugs he's on in clip number three.
Maybe this will give you an idea of how much Lyrica knocks you out. It messes with your sleep. Take some, then close your eyes and wait for the hallucinations to start. Is there music playing outside? Well, look, you're in the band. Guys drilling in the street? Oh, look, you've got a jackhammer in your hands.
Wow.
Yeah. Now think about this.
Do you want Tom? You do
Tom
not
wants
some of that. Oh, jeez. Figures the millennial generation would jump all over. Oh, give me some Lyrica. I want to see that. No, Tom, no. You know, you know, you might get shingles from Lyrica if that happens. The thing is, what we've educated or edumacated everybody on here on this show, the lay audience, the docs should know this, of course, is that shingles is a manifestation of the chickenpox virus later in life. Does it happen because the chicken pox is in an evil plot, conspiratorial plot against your immune system, and when you're not looking, it's going to spring up and attack and kill you and give you so much pain you almost want to die? Like he said, falling out of the sky on shards of glass and then lighting them on fire with poison ivy. I mean, it's a pretty visual, brutal.
That's even worse than what he said, but I mean, a lot of people have said it's really bad.
Yeah, no, it is. Yeah. It's horrible. So he's on the meds. And he's losing sleep. Now, I want you to think about this. If you know that the manifestation of shingles is due to a stress on your immune system to deplete it, you think that you want to give up sleep? You want less sleep? Just ask him. You don't have to answer that. You don't have to answer that. But if, Tom, if you have clip number four ready to go, let's see where he goes from there.
Yesterday at home, this actually happened. I reached down to pull a plug out of an electrical socket. Being a little woozy from the drugs, I stood back up. Before I moved away from the wall, bam, there's a ceramic wall light fixture right above that plug. Well, there was. I destroyed it with my head. It took 5 minutes to vacuum up the broken ceramic and glass. Full unintentional karate demonstration with my head.
Smash. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, he's got a big head. It's true. The big giant head, Keith Oberman, bonking something off of his wall because he's not thinking straight, he's not balanced, he's not seeing straight, he's in pain, he's on heavy medication. He should feel good, though. It's all approved by the FDA. You know, those of you who believe in the FDA, that it would not do any harm to anybody, despite the fact that in the year 2000, the Journal of the American Medical Association published the Starfield Report, which 106,000 to 225,000 Americans each year dying of FDA-approved medication, or in Keith Oberman's case, bonking their head against things and knocking things off the wall. Does it get worse? Does it get better? Tom, if you got clip number five queued up, go ahead and press play.
I still haven't felt anything. The post-shingles drugs are that deadening. There's no pain here. Maybe no brain, no pain, but no pain. But 10 minutes after destroying the light fixture with my head, what I could feel was the nerve pain on the left side again.
You still want some, Tom?
After all that, Tom? It does not sound awesome.
He's loving it.
His nerve pain came. He couldn't feel anything, but his nerve pain was back. The whole reason he took the drugs to get rid of the nerve pain is back.
So why weren't we playing Comfortably Numb when we came in?
Well, yeah, I think we could go out. We can go out with Comfortably Numb. Yeah, but there's more. Again, the teaching opportunity. What is the mind you're thinking, okay? Let's go beyond political, just acknowledging Oberman's politics and say, you know, he's an intelligent guy. We're not saying he's stupid. But, you know, I'm starting to get the conclusion here, if I was him, to go, you know, maybe this FDA thing approving drugs and the things they approve, maybe not so good. Maybe not so good. But what does Keith Oberman think? I don't know yet, but let's get a little closer to that in clip number six. Go ahead.
So my appearances here are about pain management. I can play through the pain. I can play through the drugs. I can play through the limp. I can play through hitting my head and destroying the ceramic light. But mix in one more thing, like the drugs messing with sleep, and on TV I become a danger to humanity.
Oh, geez. He just stepped right into that one. How many neocons just went, oh, really? Well, you were a danger to humanity to begin with, right?
Yeah, I would agree, not because I'm a neocon or not, because I would never claim to be such, but he's a danger to humanity because he's got a platform and people look up to him and they do what? Will they follow his guidance here? Or will they? Or will they? I don't know. Let's ask. Will they look at that and go, no, he's actually not that smart. He's a numbnut when it comes to this stuff. Because as we said, very intelligent folks in certain arenas of life that I respect their levels of intelligence, their ability to be hopefully intellectually honest, although that's debatable with some of these talking heads in media, we know that. When it comes to the care of their own bodies, when it comes to medicine, they've turned everything over to the priestcraft and the church of the pharmaceutical, mystical, you know, religion. And it ain't a Jedi Knight culture. It's a drug culture.
No midichlorians can save you from what Keith Olbermann is taking. I'm just saying.
Wow, you did Star Trek, now you did Star Wars.
I'm just saying. Now, is he a danger to himself and others? Well, yeah, if you're under the influence of drugs that can take you out of reality and create all kinds of hallucinogenic new realities, you don't want to be operating heavy machinery. And unless it's for humor and people don't know it, you don't want to be operating a major television show. Who knows what's going to come out of you? Get ready with the dump button. Maybe he's not dumping enough. I don't know. But the conclusion is where we want to go, and that's where we're going next. What does Keith Olbermann leave his audience with? What is the message? What is the takeaway message after you heard all of the drugs he's on for the shingles that he does? What does he want to say to do?
It's 5 weeks now, and that original gross rash, it's still there. So that's the explanation. Thanks for bearing with me, and ask your doctor about the shingles vaccine, huh?
Oh, thanks, Keith.
Oh, there you go. That's it. Propaganda. 10 minutes of propaganda. At the end of it, it's not, hey, you think it's pretty stupid to take the drugs that don't help anyway? Because at the end, he just said it. I still got the shingles. Oh, darn it. Everybody, go out and get their shingles shot. Never mind. The shingles shot doesn't prevent manifestation of the shingles. It may actually cause it. Give us a call, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Six things overprotective parents are doing wrong. We might cover one or two of them.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A healthy heart is a happy heart, and a healthy heart means a happy body. Friend, if you're suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, or arthritis, you've got to try Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. Try finding that in a pharmaceutical. Go to HBExtract.com. That's HBExtract.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life with Heart and Body Extract.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
So, how many drug failures can you string together in one monologue and then still reach for the same industry that failed you every time to that point? That was Keith Olbermann as he went to break. And get your shingle shot after just laying it out. It's like, Keith, did you hear anything you said?
Well, he's just like Tom. He was having some fun with that lyric there.
Okay. No, I don't know, man. I'm just concerned that people are going to find... I don't know. Listen, this is the kind of level of cognitive dissonance we covered politically. It also happens physiologically, emotionally, mentally. You know, when it comes to Big Pharma, when it comes to the worship of a pharmaceutical church. Let's just be honest about that. And, of course, rather than getting the shingles shot or the chicken pox shot, get your kids the chicken pox the right way. Have a party with someone who has chicken pox. And then you have homeopathic remedies like Rust Toxicodendron or, you know, childhood eruptive disease. There are chicken pox formulas, King Bioasm, homeopathic, already ready to go. There are shingles relief formulas, already ready to go. Silver stops in the silver hydrosol that we use here. Viral replication. Apply it topically. Tamp that thing down more rapidly. You don't need a narcotic that doesn't work anyway. How many people have been on the hardest of the hard drugs and they still have their pain? Which was the message I got from a physician friend of mine many years ago when I had that low back thing give out. And I vowed I was not going to go through that again. And he said the drugs won't even touch it. Instead, I went to a doctor of chiropractic. What do we do? We said, get your sleep. Get your rest. Hydrate your system. Go to robertswater.com. Get the water that will actually cleanse your cells, restore metabolic balance, detox, bring the nutrition in, heal your gut. I mean, all of it. Heal the liver. But Keith Olbermann won't hear that. He'll take drugs that don't work and then say, well, if they don't work, I know the vaccine will. Is it just me? Or, I mean, Tom, you get that. I know you're joking about Lyrica. Maybe, maybe not. But come on. You don't say, string the failures together and let's throw one more just for good measure. Maybe this one will be the one. Deep breath.
Yeah.
Yoga time.
Yes.
Hey, let's talk about parenting. Because we had a lot of people like that. We were talking about spanking last week.
Right.
Spanking your kids or not. Six things overprotective parents do wrong. I'm going to see if I do any of these. All right? I'll be honest about it, if you will. We're honest about it.
Yeah, always.
Number one, limiting risk-taking makes your kid a scaredy cat.
I definitely don't fall into that category. I let the kids fall down, get bumps and bruises, not overprotective. No.
I've been a mixed bag on that.
Have you?
Maybe, you know, I mean, the kid's standing on the chair trying to climb on the edge to reach, you know, something hanging from the ceiling. I might say, oh, no, no, you're going to fall down. You need to knock that off.
Yeah. You know,
it's all within reason.
You got to find out the capabilities of your kids. Like my son would climb, you know, trees and never fall down. You knew he was capable. If you have a child that's tending to be clumsy, of course, you may address it a little differently, but we don't want to encourage that.
Learning the law of gravity the right way is a valuable lesson.
Exactly. Number two, helping with homework doesn't make middle schoolers smarter.
Oof.
Ooh. This is a good one, man. My son, who's now a middle schooler, he's 14. He gets mad at me when I don't help him with his homework in this way. In other words, Dad, just give me the answer. No, I'm trying to work with him to develop cognition, questioning power, reason through this. Look at this. No, just give me the answer. I'm like, no, I'm not going to give you the answer.
I had five kids. I think I grew gray hair over homework. So, cut back maybe a little bit, let them do some of the work and not be so overzealous. I could see that happen.
Yeah. Well, again, here's the one. Let's see. Helicopter parenting at school won't help your children improve. What is helicopter parenting? What is that?
That would be like hovering like a helicopter.
Like being in school all the time?
Yeah. I think kids resent that. If you're like constantly at the school and constantly meeting with the teacher and constantly meeting with the counselor, you know, volunteering for every project that would allow you to be in the classroom.
Well, I do want to see more parental involvement in schools. Like I said, getting it away from federal and even state control, going more local. So to me, this is sort of a mixed bag scenario. I want to see more parent involvement, but maybe it's not to nitpick everything that's going on with your kid, but more or less, what can I do to offer help to the school that is probably deranging your children? Maybe you want to underange them right outside of the common core so they're not pulling their hair out on questions that are impossible to answer. So, all right. Making snacks makes your teen entitled. Don't make your teenager snacks. Make them grab a carrot and peanut butter or some other kind of organic nut butter if they don't do peanuts. And helping pick a major makes college students less excited about school. I don't know. We're not there yet. Going to job interviews with your kid. No, I'm not going to go. Not going there.
You That's like the best one.
Never to work. Go with them. Back after this with Dr. Picard, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.